thought I'd start by reflecting a little on the title of this conference, the Pakistan Future Leaders Conference. And, of course, there is some justification for assuming that people here will go on to lead Pakistan. There was Imran Khan, who was at university here at Keble College, I think, and Benazir Bhutto was at St. Cat's and at Christchurch, Bilal and Zulfikar, Ali Bhutto, and at Exeter College, I didn't realize this, Liaquat Ali Khan, and I think maybe some others too. It's quite similar to the situation in the UK. If you look back at the period since Pakistan was created, Oxford has produced these prime ministers: Cameron, Blair, Thatcher, Wilson, Heath, and Douglas Hume, who you may not be familiar with, but Douglas Hume was early on in Pakistan's days. He was prime minister here. Well, I just wanted to make a couple of points about this idea, though, that this is the Pakistan Future Leaders Conference. I think British students who are studying here with ambitions to lead Britain would hesitate to suggest in a public conference that they were the future leaders. They may have similar ambitions, but I think they would be rather more low-key about advertising them. And I think if some of the members of the British establishment's children who are here from the UK held a conference saying Britain's Future Leaders Conference, they would probably be driven out of town fairly rapidly, and it wouldn't be greatly appreciated. I mean, I dare say. I think there is a bit of a difference, maybe, in the perception about describing yourself as future leaders. And it may also be worth making the point that I'm aware that quite a few of you would not appreciate hearing from a Westerner about Pakistan, that many of you might think it is inappropriate for someone from the UK to be opining and talking about Pakistan. And I do very much take the point that many Westerners who visit the developing world seem to have a greater desire to lecture people in the developing world rather than to learn from them. And of course, many of the things they lecture the developing world about, they are themselves guilty of. There are members of parliament here who fiddle their expenses and then speak with great confidence about how devilish corruption is elsewhere. So there are a lot of double standards. There are a lot of aid workers who are very idealistic and often very well-meaning, but who go to developing countries, Pakistan included, and seem to think that they have the right to tell Pakistanis how to live. And often these aid workers don't actually have very great educations themselves. So I don't see that they are in a great position to lecture others. So I fully take the point that you may not particularly want to hear from me, and I rather sympathise with that point of view. I would take what I say with a great pinch of salt, because I'm sure you can make your own decisions and have your own views, which would be much more relevant than mine. Anyway, I'm here. You did ask me, so I'll crack on. And I just wanted to say a word or two about some of the challenges. I was asked to say something about the challenges you face in Pakistan.